We on daf Chof Chesam at Beis. Tana Dibar L'Yol Kol Hashena Halochais Muftach Lo Yishuhu Ben Olam Haba Shenema Halichais Olam Loi Al Tikre Halichais Ella Halochais. The Halochais will bring him to Olam Haba, Olam Loi. Tana Rabban Mevatlin Talmud Teire Leitzos Hameis Lachnosos Hakala Omru Olov Al Rab Yehuda Barabi Loi Shemevatl Talmud Teire Leitzos Hameis Lachnosos Hakala. The Ran brings down a machlokes. This din Mevatlin Talmud Teire Leitzos Hameis, is it a reshus or it is a choyve? Others said that Mevatlam Talmud Teira Latzos Hameis is a reshus. The one is permitted, even though there's an iser of bitl teira, but it's permissible for a tzos hameis chnosis akala. So then pshat is omru olov Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Loi, pshat is that Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Loi was Mevatel Teire, even though others weren't Mevatel Teire. He personally was Mevatel Teire. That's one Mahalach in the Ran. A second Mahalach, the Ran says, that's what we pass in Laloche, is a Chiev, Mevatel and Talmud Teire is a Chiev. Omru Olav Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Loi. So Pstaran seems to say, we learn out from this Maisa, this Chiyav, we learn out from Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Loi. The Sam Sefer wants to say that even though we hear Talmidim Harbei, it was Talmud Teira de Rabim, that's what we're Maisa faces. That even though it was Talmud Teira de Rabim, FLP came, Mevatlan Talmud Teire, Leitzos Hameis, Ochnosos Akala. This din of Mevatlan Talmud Teire, the Hemek Shaila on the Shilta says, this mitzvah Mevatlan Leitzos Hameis of Havoyas Hameis is only Beroya Hameis Yaitse. That means that a person is not mechuyev to even mevatel Talmud Teire if he's aware that there is a meis and there is a levaya. No, b'roya hameis yaitze. He sees he's there. It's in front of him. He sees the levaya. So then there's a din of mevatel Talmud Teire. And he brings a raya from Masechtas Tzmochis. Masechtas Tzmochis, Perek Yud Alef, it says, Kach oye Rabbi Yehuda b'Rabbi Loi oise, b'sho sho hoye roye es hameis ve'es hakale. So it seems that when Fakert, he was in the middle of learning, and they passed by in front of him, Alevaye, or Achnosus Kale, b'sho sho hoye roye es hameis ve'es hakale. And with this, he wants to faemfer he wants to be chaylik on the Beis Shmuel. The Chelkis Mechaykik in Simen Samachay, Sepkotten Beis, and the Haloche of Mevatlam Talmud Teire Lachnosos Kale. So the Chelkis Mechaykik wants to say, Ev Shaloi Medavke Ksheroye Kshech Nichnosen Lechupe Tzorich lechabdom. Is the din mevatlam Talmud Teire lachnosos kale? If he sees a chuppe, avol im yedeya sheyesh chuppe beir, ein tzorich lebatlam ilimudai. That's what the Chelkis Mechaykik says. The Beis Shmuel says over there, miu bebraise leimashmikei. Dosanye mevatlam Talmud Teire leitzorich hameis lachnosos kale. That's what the Beis Shmuel asks on the Chelkis Mechaykik. So the Hemek Shaila wants to say, who says? Fakert, the whole din of Mevatlim Talmud Torah by Tzoyis HaMeses also Kshuraya. He doesn't see that when he's aware that there's a Levaya, he's not Mechuyev. Let us see Rashi, Lachnosas Kala, Lavoiso mi beis avio le beis chuposo. It's very unclear what by us nowadays is the Hachnosas Kala, if it is that of, if we're Melaved the Chosen to the Badekin, the Taz is very unclear what the Hachnosas Kala is nowadays. Mevatlan, let us see Taisvis, Mevatlan Talmud Teire Leitzoa Sameis. Vuloikashe Mahide Meseches Derecheres. Domrinen, Maise Berabekive, Shemotso Meis Mitzve Baderech. Venesoi Arbo Milem Achevio Lebeisa Kvots. Shabo Eitzel Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Lezer, so that day he saw Meis Mitzvah, he missed the Shia that day. And he came back, Vesipulam, Omruloi al Kopsio, Upsio, Sheposato, Kilo Shafachto, Damnoki. Is Loihoya Mibnei Sheboto Limudai. So Taisvah says it's not als Bittel Teure. Because mevatlum talmud Torah, ele mishum sheizizoy mimkoymoy umeis mitzveh koine mikoymoy. So the avlo was als, but a besondere did not als bittel Torah, no, meis mitzveh is koine mikoymoy, he should have buried him where he found him. So memele, so the shviches damnoki was that he buried him someplace else. And the Shach in Yeredeye brings down a marshal, Masha Idno Einizorim Bozer, who lefisha in the Oret Shalonu, by Lonu Rishus Likver Bechol Mokim. He says, this halach, and Bemis in the Maratz Chais brings down this halach, that may smits vakona mekoim, it was at the corner of Yeshua ben Nun, when they came to Eretz Yisrael. So Zatakona there, nowadays, he says, we're in Golis, Fisha ain't ha oret shalonu, vein lono rishus likber b'chol mokum, we have no right to be mekabu wherever we want to. Ba'afim nikber oisa yeshlochu sha'akum yachzer v'yetziu oisa, we won't accomplish anything, we'll bury him one place and they'll unbury him. Alkei melichan oisa lebeis ha'kvoris. The Maritz Chayis is Meurer, that we find the Nach by Edu Anovi. The Novi Sheker found him and he put him on a Chamer and he took him back to the city. L'chayri asked why L'chayri he should have been buried Bim Kaimai. That's what the Maritz Chayis asks. Dachsamir the Maram Shiv in Ksubis has to ask, and Taisvis seems to say that the Loi Hayim Ibnei Shebotel Limudoi, it wasn't out Bittel Limudoi, Ala Mishum Sheizizim im Koimoi. So Dachsamir the Maram Shiv has to ask that if the halacha is that Meis Mitzvah Koine Mekoimoi, so then there's a bit of Torah for carrying him further. I mean, L'chere, Enochanami, that Mavatam Talmud Torah Leitzos Ameis, but that he carried him further, so what's got Alko Psiya, Psiya, Shepasata, Kilo, Shefachta, Damnoki, here there was a Chiv and the Psiyas, and maybe the Chiv and the Psiyas was because of little Torah Taka, because he should have burned him by Mekayma. So that some Sefer brings down that to me from that law, it matters, it's not so poshut where the Beis HaKvoris was. If the Beis HaKvoris was going towards the Beis HaKvoris, was the same direction going towards the Yeshiva,
So we here to go this way, side by side. So what's the taina kol? That means if the Beis HaKvoris was in the opposite direction of the yeshiva, so then we could say a kol psiy or psiy shaposata kilo shafachta damnoki. So there was bittul Torah every psiy. You should have buried him there and should have gone to learn. So then, but if the Beis HaKvoris was on the direction to the yeshiva, so what's the taina kol psiy or psiy shaposata? I mean, what's wrong with the, he had to go side by side in this direction. So kolchoch, then the tam is taka alts, because meis mitzvah koine mekoimei, so there's an avla of taking him, so each psi is a bezundar aveir of taking him away of the mokim where he should have been nikba. And this kasha, that Tosfos asks, since there's alocha mevatlem talmud teire leitzos hameis, so why was there a taina Rabbi Kiva? Tosfos understood pshat before Tosfos teretz. Tosfos understood pshat was als bittul teire, and we have over here there's no iser of bittul teire. Mevatlum talmud teire leitzos hameitz. That Tosfos kash. So Tosfos in Ksubis daf Yedayim brings bari mikolvil teretz, another teretz. Ahosom mishum de bitel atzmai mishimush talmidei chachomim de godol shimusha yoisa milimuda. So the Rimikovil says that there's Talmud Torah and then there's shimush talmidei chachomim. It argument says mevatlam Talmud Torah leitzor sameis. But there Rabbi Kiva was mevatel shimush tamid chacham. Now what does that mean, shimush tamid chachamim? The Semeach in Hilchos Talmud Torah explains this Arimi Kovil, v'shimush peirushoy hu havonas taimei ha-mishne usvarosoy ha-nikro b'shem gemore. We had before Rashi b'emesin andaf chofches amet beis, Rashi explained, "Avshoina halochais v'loishimeish talmidei chachamim lilmoid shevinu taimei mishne upaomim shadivrei mishne soisrim zeze v'tzorch letarzo k'goin ochab mayeskinen k'goin amoni rabbi pleinihi k'goin chsurim mechsere." This avshoina halochais eni yedei amashoina. So b'emison, Rashi explains there's two things. There's a shayna halachas, a person who knows the Mishnayos. He knows the Mishnayos, he doesn't understand the reasons of the Mishnayos. He doesn't understand how to be miyashiv, the stiris in the Mishnayos. That is, and it seems that Rabbi Kiva and that kufa, that was a kufa of shimush talmidei chachamim. That means that was a vice a meuvis layuchol iskain. That means they learned kol ha-teire kule from the rebbeim. They learned the svaris and the svaris of the alochis. And this is not a, there's a mitzvah of talmud teire. There's a mitzvah of talmud teire v'gisa b'yoma b'layla. This mitzvah of Talmud Torah is mevatlan Talmud Torah. This mitzvah leitzoros hameis, from mevatlan Talmud Torah leitzoros hameis. But this is a mitzvah of yediyas haTorah. That means that this was a tkufa in the life of Rabbi Kiva, that he was koilet yediyas haTorah, taimim of the chashidin mishnas, and we're speaking about this was a zman that the Torah shebal peh, the yata reshoi lekoisvam, everything was bal peh, and the svaras were also bal peh, and this was the tkufa, he was able to be koine, to understand the tamim of the Mishnayis. This, they said, akol psiyo psiyo sheposato kilu shofachto damnoki. That there was, that you were ma'abit from yourself the opportunity to understand the Mishnayos that were explained that day. He lost that, it seems. That's what the Rime Kovil says. And the Sameach wants to say with this, he wants to emphasize Ashvera Rashi in Mesechta Sukkah. The Mishnah says in Sukkah that a hilchim ledvar mitzvah or potim in a mitzvah, isig be mitzvah, potim in a mitzvah. And Rashi says, hilchim lul me teire. So the Sameach says that's very schwer. By Lima the Torah, there's never a din of Isaac the mitzvah potem in a mitzvah. Lima the Torah, there's no din of Isaac the mitzvah. When the mitzvahs come, you have to be mekayim. So he wants to say that could be Rashi speaking about Hilchon Lumay, that when one goes to learn, this is the din of Shimush Tamid Chachamim. This is another tkufa. And this could be Rashi holds that it's a din of Isaac be mitzvah, potter ben a mitzvah. Like we see in the Rime Kovil, that he was then potter from the mitzvah of Kfuras Hameis. Let us go further. Bamedvorim amurim b'she'ein sham kol tzolchay. When there is not the tzorech that is needed for the etzos hameis, lachnos is kalle, then is mevatlam talmud Torah. Avo yesham kol tzolchay, but if this kol tzolchay ain't mevatlam, the kama kol tzolchay, what is the tzorech, the kol tzolchay? Omar Rav Shmuel bar inye mishmei derav, Reise Alfe Gavri, there should be 12,000 people, Vishita Alfe Shipuri, and 6,000 Machrizen with a Shefer, that the Machrizen to come to the Levaya, that's Lekvoidai. The Marsha says could be the Indian of 12,000 people. Marsha says there's a meirdike kitrug of the sotten, b'shas, the meilich, the meis, mi beisei le kibroi. And we find by Mohemes Midyon, the way Yud Beis Elef, it says, le nifkad mimeno ish, te le gewaldike siyate de shmaye. So it seems that in a p'sashas kitrug, in a shas adin, is a p'samayla of 12,000 heathen. The Shefer also seems to accomplish something then. But Omri lo treise alfi gavri, others say that it doesn't have to be 18,000 people, it can be 12,000, uminayu shita alfi shipur. And from these 12,000, 6,000 blue Shefers. Ula oma kegoin de chaitzi gavri me avule atzicha. That there are people, there's a line of people from the Shah Ha'ir till the Moki Makvure, if the road is blocked with people from the Shah Ha'ir to the Moki Makvure, that's called Tzolch. What does Rashi say? Kigoin de Chaitzi Gavri Miabulu Lesiche Mechitzes Anoshim Mishar ha'ir ad beis ha'kvoris, mokim she'soiftim oisei shom. Rav Sheishis omar kinesinoso kach netiloso. Rav Sheishis said there's a difference here. That when a person dies, so Torah is being taken away. So just like the amount of people that were present when the Torah was given, so there were Shishim Ribui, Manus Inoso B'Shishim Ribui, Afmetiloso B'Samach Ribui. So B'Shas, this man, when Torah is taken away, there has to be Kenes Inoso, there has to be a Maimed of Shishim Ribui. Hani Mili Leman Dekori Vitoni. That's for a person who was Kori Vitoni. Kori Vitoni, there are two pshotim. Others learn Kori, he learned. Bach, Vitoni, he learned Mishnayis, the shach brings down from the Ritva, the kori, the vitoni is not above a chibur, no, it's above a mafrid. Laman the kori oitoni. That means if he learned either chumish or he learned mishnayis. Avalaman de masni lesle shiyure. The masni, the Ran brings down two pshotim. Either masni means masni lacherim, or masni means that it's not shoni. Shoni is only mishnayis, without not shimush tamid de chachomim. And that is the din of shishim riboy. But if he learns gemore, he understands the timim. About Leslie Shiura. Let us see Toisvis. Animili Laman de Kori Vetoni. Over Laman de Masni Leslie Shiura. Memela Shamina. The Laman de Loi Kori Vetoni. So Memela, now we know that there is Isle Shiura. And about from Tamatere Bishviloi Elokade. Tzolchoi, v'sasig boy. Whatever he needs, Taka, they say there's a minion, one needs a minion, that there's enough people to carry him, and to be mekabel. V'davke le'inyin bitl teure. So there's a din that if it's k'day tzol, k'day tzolchoi. Aval inyin bitl melocha osa l'chol b'nei ha'ir. But to be revatal from Meloche, when a person died, then it's also Lechol B'nei Yir, Shebeperk Elam Agalchim, Be Mechalik B'inyin Issa Meloche, Be Man De Kori V'toni, Le Man De Loi Kori V'toni. That means there it says everyone is revatal from Meloche, unless the Gemara says that there are Bezundere Chevres, which take care of the Meisei Ha'ir, so then they're permitted to work. The Rishonim in the Sechtes Ksubis Bresses brings down a Machlekes Rishonim Vets by Achnosis Kala. So others say that by Achnosis Kala there's no Shir. It says the Gemara is only Marech what the Shir is by Etzos Hameis. I says by Achnosis Kala there's no shir. Another say there is a shir. I hear a Pseshtikul Raya, it says in Ovis Tarabnosen, Perik Dalet, the first Paraisa, says as follows, Beis Tamide Chachomim, Sheyeshvin Vaiskin Beteire, For Ovra Lifneyem Kale Oimite Shomeis. Im Biyodom Kedei Tzolchon, if this Kedei Tzolchon, Al Yevatlu. Im Lav Yamdu Viyismachu Viyikalsu Lekale Viyulavu Lemeis. So Lecheret and Ofna Bereisem that by a Kale there's also a Shir, it's not a plainly Shir. There's also machlokes what the shir of an isha is. If she falls into the category of kori v'toni, since lemaisa, whatever she was machuyev to do, she did. She's potter from limud ha'Torah. Adonisht. Zot the Gemara weiter. Ton Tanya Reb Shimon ben Yechoy Oimer. Boy ura'ei kamo chavivim Yisrael lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Shebechol mokim shegolu shechina imo. Wherever they went in Golus, so the shechina is with them. Golu l'mitzrayim shechina imo. Shenema ha'nigloi nigleisi lebeis avicho b'yoysam b'mitzrayim. Golu lebovu shchini moem shenema lemanchem shulachti bovelo av kshem asidim ligoyu shchini moem Nema v'shov Hashem alekecha eshvuscha v'heishiv loinema elo v'shov. Melamed shakadosh baruch hu shov imohen mibein hagoyes. The Marsha says the Indian of Shechina Imoem Shebechol Mokim Shegolu Shechina Imoem. So the Marsha says Vadei Meloi Kol Haoretz Kavoidoi Avo Giloi Shechina Hi B'mekoimei Sam Yuchodes K'may B'mishkan U'B'migdosh. That means that Meloi Kol Haoretz Kavoidoi, it should be nearer that the that's Gilui Shechina. So that's only certain places, the Mishkan, the Migdosh, one was able to go in and to be Margish, these Galus HaShechina and these Mekaymes. And the Gemara is telling us, Bo Yurei, Kamo Chavivin Yisod Ne'akadish Baruch Hu, the Mokim HaGolis is also this Gilui Shechina. Haniglai Niglesi. It is a Gilui Shechina. One can see in the Golis, one can see the Abazundra Ashkoche Protis. I saw the Yad Yecheskel from Goyin HaTzadik Becheskel Levenstein, Zechenu Levroche. He says, Kshaod Merdek Eloshen, Kshaodom Roitze Lirais HaBoyre Yisborech, the person wants to see the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, Olov Levakshoi Bishas Tzore, Va'oz Yire Yad Hashem. Then a person can see the Yad Hashem. Kshaim La Odom El Mi Lifnais is no one like this. Everything is hidden. This one is doing this, and this one is doing this. One does not see the Hashkoches Hashem. Kshein La Odom El Mi Lifnais Oz Hu Roye HaKadosh Baruch Hu Nagosoi Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he says that by the Second World War, says many people who went through the war, Hirgishu Ki'ilu Hashem Oiches B'yodom, that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam was with them, was guiding them. I just can relate, my Shver Zechein Levroche was 1 week in the beginning of the war, he was it wasn't a concentration camp, it was in a school in Wien. The Nazis, Yemach Shemom, brought all the Yidden in that school. And he always used to relate the Nisim Gluyim he witnessed that week. And when he came back on Erev Shabbos. He came back home Erev Shabbos, was Mamash Nisim Gluyim. So he said over then that this was the most glückliche week I had in my life. I was able to see the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. That is the inyan of in the Golis, in the Oimek HaGolis, there's a Gilui Shechina, Haniglei Nigleisi. In Mitzrayim, they were able, this was before Moshe came, there was Haniglei Nigleisi Lebeis Avicha B'yoysam B'mitzrayim. The Alshach HaKodesh says, Leval Yitmu Bezorim Adei Oived, that in the Hashchas HaGolas they should not get sunk. Yishchina Imohem Lohogem Badom Bal Yishtaku Lechet, that in Ruchnis they should not have a Mapolis, or there's a Gilu Yishchina in the different Matzovim of Golas. Now the Gemara says, "Bebovol heiche sharye." where can we find a place in Bavel of Ashkos Ashchina? Omar Abaye bebeiknishte do Hutzel. There was a shul in Hutzel, and there there was Ashkos Ashchina. One was able to spear the Ashkos Ashchina. Ubebeiknishte de Shof be Yosef bin Ardo. Bishof Yosef, Rashi doesn't say Pshat, Rashi and Rosh Hashanah says Pshat, that was the name of the place, Bishof Yosef. And then there's another Pshat, Bishof Yosef, it was destroyed and it was built up. Ubono Yechonye v'sayate me avoneho v'ofo sheviu imoem migalusom. Rachsimid from Sefer wants to say that this was built from the Abnei Beis Hamikdosh, bo pritzim v'chiloluho, but those stones and that offer built this Beis HaKnesses in Nerdor. Tekayim ha-shenema kirotzu avodechos avoneho v'safori yechineinu. They brought with them in Golis avonim to build a base HaKnesses in Bavel. And the way it says on to a Mohammed seems as not curious by Knishte the Shof Yosef, but the Beidine the Shof Yosef, and that was the Iker Mokim Teire in Nerdor, that was the Mokim Ashros Ashchini. That means that the Yeshiva Mestama, the Mokim Teire, where Iker Talmud Bavli was, that was the Mokim Ashros Ashchina. So, Kaponim, in the Girsan Agamara, we have, there were two shuls in Bavli, one was in Hutzel, and one was in Nerdor, and there was Ashros Ashchina. The Leiteime Oche V'Oche, don't say there was Keseder Ashros Ashchina in both of these Mekoimis. Sometimes it was in one shul, sometimes it was in another shul. Omar Abaye, but we see Amir de Kezach, that the shul, let's see, the Shof Yosef was built by Yechonye. That was by the Golus of the Bayis Rishon. And in the Zman of Abaye Verove, there still was Hashros Hashchina. The Shchina was still there in Bavel, from Yana Binyan. Omar Abaye Teiseli Dechimachikno Parse Ailono Umatslino Hosom. What does Rashi say? Dechimachikno Parse Ani Nichnas Ospalo Beseichoi the Bach is a Besmoisiv Shani Mahalach Baderech Ba'isei Moke. When I'm passing by, I feel on the Malba Layas Aderech Ani Nichna Shom Mispalo B'Seichai. That means it was worthwhile to go out of my way to Davin and Amokim where there was the Gilui Shechina. Abu de Shmuel veLevi, Avi Yosvi beknichte de Shof Yosvi benerdoi. Osi Shchine, Shoma Keil Riksha, they heard a Pesakel, this was from Alochim, Kalmu venofku, they left. Rav Sheishis, Avi Yosvi beknichte de Shof Yosvi benerdoi. Osi Shchine, veLei Nofik. He didn't go out. Rav Sheshes was a Sagi Noir. He was blind. It was difficult for him to go out. Also, Malachi Asharis v'kome vasulei. They wanted him to be mefachet him. He should go out. Omar lefonov ribeinu shloilom olov v'she'ini olov minitche mipnei mi. That means you have an unfortunate person. So, me, it's difficult to go out. He was blind. Amalohu Shavku. Now the Yaivitz asks, I mean, what's Pshat in this Gemara that these were daily Yisrael? What's wrong that they're there in the Beis HaKnesses? It's a ganze Shaklovetarye. Yaivitz wants to say that he says if there was this midi de reshus, we learned yesterday a beirabonam, the bottom midrashes are called beirabonam, which are beisimul acholdova, and there's certain midi de reshus which is mutter for talmid chachamim in that. So it says they were oisik then in amida rishus, and there was ashros ashchina then agili shchina then. So then that was the inyan that Rav and Levi, that Shmuel and Levi went out, and Rav Sheshit also was supposed to go out. The pasuk says ve'ilhem lemikdash ma'at. Omar Rav Yitzchok, Eilu Bote Knesiyes, Ubote Midroshe Shebebovel. These are the Bote Knesiyes, Ubote Midroshe Shebebovel. Rav Elazar Omar, the base Rabbeinu Shebebovel, that is the base Rav. So this is a Mikdosh Ma'at. The Mokim here, the Kedushis HaMokim, the Chassam Sofer says there's Mishkan and Mikdosh. Mishkan was called if the Kedusha came about through the surrounding of the Mechitzes, that made a Kedushis HaMokim, like the Mishkan, the Midbar. Wherever they went, it was a Mishkan, so the Ike Kedusha was not mitzad the mokim, Ike Kedusha was mitzad the hekif mechitzis, the kroshim and the mishkan, that was mekadish the teicha mechitzis. That's mishkan. And therefore the Gemara says if niglulu aparoiches, so then Tmeim were permitted to enter there. It wasn't a Kedusha Samokim, it was a Kedusha of Teich HaMechitzis, that's Mishkan. Mikdosh is that there's that the Mokim Mitzad Atzmoy is Kodesh. And that's why the Beis HaMikdosh is called Mikdosh, because there, Afilu Bechubonoi, there's a Kedusha Samokim, or there's a Bechira Samokim, that Mokim is that is Mikdosh. Ve'eilem le'migdosh ma'at. So the Pasuk is telling us that the Botik Nesis, the Botim Midrosh, Shebebobel, that it has a Kedushas Mikdosh, that the Kakois HaMokim has a Kedusha. Toresh Rove, Mai Dersiv Hashem, Moin Ato Yisolonu, Eilu bote knesiyes ubote midroshes. This is the moin, the bote knesiyes ubote midroshes. Ben Yehuda says moin is loshen noyam. That the noyam Hashem can be found. Achas sha'alti. Vachzis ben noyam Hashem alavake b'echole. The noyam Hashem, that is in the but it sees the bottom midrash. Hashem, moin ato ha-yisalon. Omar Abaye, meireish abigirisna bebeise. I used to learn at home, umatzlina bebeik nishte. Given the shomis loho de komadovi, na others are geiris rove. And this is a hemshech of before. Rav said, "May the Siv Hashem moin ata yisolonu. The moin is going on the Botik Nesis, the Botim Midrashis." So then there's a Gils Amarove. Mereish ave gerisno bebeis, I used to learn home. Umatzlino bebeiktishta, I used to daven in a beis haknesses. Kiven de shomis, loho de koma dovid, Hashem ahavti mo oin beisecho, ave gerisno bebeiknishta. I used to learn in the beis haknesses also. The Mephoshim explained, even the Shomis Lahod, the Kamadovid, he just heard about the Posik, El Derhet. That means if he understood that the Botik Nisis and Botim Midroshis are Hashem Moin Ata Yis, alone is going to see the Botim Midroshis. So then at the Herta David said, Hashem ahavti ma'ayim beisecho. So therefore he was geiris beiknishte. The Mephoshim asked that why dafkan the beiknishte? We just said before Hashem moina tayisalonu elu botik nisis and botik midrashes. So why wasn't he boicher the base medrash to learn it? Tanya Rabbi Lozor Akapa Oimer Asidim Botek Nisi Botek Midroshi Shebebobo Sheikbu Be'eretz Yisrael. Botek sees the Botek Midroshis will be Nikva and Eretz Yisrael. Shenema Ki Kesover Bohorim Rechekarmo B'yam Yovoi. Lei dvorim kal bochayma. Ma tovel be kalmo, shlei bo ela lefi sho lil mei teire. Tovel and kalmo came be shas matan teire, lil mei teire, is nikvoim be eretz Yisrael. Botik nisi is a botim midroshi, she koirin um abitzim bohem teire. Botik nisi is that koirin teire she biksav, stammed by the Beis Vehei in Shabbos, Umabitz Bem Teres going on Teres Shal Baal Peh, Halachas Kamo Vekamo. So Vadi Gevis, if Kisover in Kamel was Yovoi for a Bia Lefi Shol Ilmai Teres, so they were Nikva Neretz Yisrael, Vadi Gevis, Botik Nisis, Uboti Midroshis, Sheker Mabitzim Bem Teire. The Marsho says that the Botik Nisis will become, well, it brings down the Psamay Mechazal, that Laosid Lovoi, the Mokim Amigdosh will be the size of Yerushalayim, and Yerushalayim will be the size of Eretz Yisrael. So he explains that why will the Mokim Amigdosh be so large? He says all the Botik Nesiyes from all the Mekayimis will become Mechuber to the Beis Amigdosh, and there'll be a mocking tefillah, that'll be based philosophy. So all the mekaymes ha-tefillah, which were all over the world, become mechubah to the base ha-migdosh. Mitzad echad, I understood the marsho, Rabbi Yoinin Shara Avodah says, that the mocking ha-migdosh was a mocking ha-miyuchid, Lavoides HaKobonis, and it's a Mokim HaMiyuchid LeTfile. He brings Tfile Shleime, who was Marich, that Mokim HaMikdash should be the Tfile, so Hilchum Derech Shom, and the different Tzoros, they come to the Beis HaMikdash, and there's the Mokim that it's Neskabel, the Tfile. So with this I understood, so Fakir, so all the Mekaymes HaTfile, the base philosophy of Yosim, Alakotchi, the Simachtim, the base philosophy, so, Losid Lovi, the base philosophy will will be all these Batik Nesiyas, which will become Mechubah to the Beis HaMikdash, and that's why the Mokim HaMikdash will be the size of Yerushalayim. No, I don't understand. It's the Kal V'chaimah of the Gemara is L'chaira not Mitzad Tfile. It's Mitzad Teire. I mean, the whole Indian that the we learn out from Kisover, Behorim, Chakarmel, Beyam, we learn out just like Tover and Karmel, Shleibo, Elofi, Sholil, Meiter, Nekvoim, Beoretz, is Batik Nisiz, Abotim, Midrosh, Shekeren, Mabitzim, Bem, Teret, so Allah has Kama, Bekama, so it seems the whole schus of the Batik Nisiz, Abotim, Midrosh, which will eventually end up in Eretz Yisrael, is Mitzad Teret, not Mitzad Tfile. Mitzad Teire Sheboib, so that's the, and what's with the Bote Midrash is according to the Marshoch, I mean, they also become a Chuba to the Beis HaMikdash. It was a Mokim Teire, the Lishkes HaGozis was in the Sanhedrin HaGodol was also in the Beis HaMikdash, maybe. Doesn't speak about this, the Marsha. We had mentioned yesterday that Tosfos says that that the Tanai helps on the Batik Nesiyas B'chutz Laretz because they will, if it's since their Chorev, so the Kedusha will become Nifsak when Mashiach will come, so all these the Kedusha will become Nifsak, they will be not used anymore. So Memele, so therefore Tanai helps that the Eis Chulbonam, the certain Tashmishim are permitted to be done there. That's what we learned yesterday. And the Magen Avraham is the Kasha from Agamoret. And I see them, but it sees the bottom with Roshes, Shebebov was Shiku Beretz Yisrael. So, even though they're Chorav now, but they're going to end up in Eretz Yisrael. What is the difference between Batik Nisiz, Bechutz Laz, and Batik Nisiz, Beretz Yisrael? So the Magen Avraham answers that which Batik Nisiz will end up in Eretz Yisrael if they're not Chorav. That means if they're still functioning in Chutz Loretz, so then they'll end up in Eretz Yisrael. But if they're Chorav, Tosfos is speaking about a basic message, that's Chorav, that will never, and that's what at my help, that will never end up in Eretz Yisrael. The Magen Avraham seems to ask, it's an unclear Magen Avraham, that's what the Prima Godem asks, that L'chore, if we're learning out from Tober and Carmel, so we're learning about the Mekoymes, we're not talking about the Mechitzes, we're talking about the Mekoymes. So Vos geht mir on that the Mechitzes are Chorev, but L'chayre the Mokimes are Din Mikdash, as we mentioned before from the Chsam Sefer, and Tover and Carmel is that the Mokim was Nikva. Lavon seems to ask that what does it, why does it depend if the Mechitzes will be Chorev? Why does it depend that then it will, that basic Knesset will not be Nikva and Eretz Yisrael? It would seem from over here that the Mokim will come to Eretz Yisrael. So without the Mechitzes, like Tover and Carmel, which is speaking about Etzem Mokim, came to Eretz Yisrael. We mentioned before the Chsam Sefer says that's where it's called Amigdash Ma'at, has Kedushas HaMokim. Doresh Bar Kapore. Mai Dersiv Lomo Teratztun Horim Gavnunim. Yotzus abaskel ba'omal omer lehem lomo tirzu din im Sinai. Speaking about Matan Teire and Tover and Carmel came with a din, why is the Torah not in Sinai? Kulchem balimumim atem eitzel Sinai. You're all balimumim. Ksiv hoche gavnunim, or ksiv hosem oi gibein oi dak. So you are like a balmum. So what, why do you want that the Torah should be nitten aleichem? Omar Ravashi shmamino haiman di yohir balmumu. That means the reason they came because they felt that they were more roi for Kabbalah Satoire, so there was a psabchina of gaiv in them. So we see the pasuk calls them gavnunim, that fakert, that sibe is the reason why Torah should not be given on you. Mepharshim say Moshe kibul Torah mi Sinai, that the Kabbalah Satoire of Moshe was from the same sibe that Sinai was mekabel the Torah. The aniyes dako, that the Rebbein Shalom is with the one that is dako, that is a shuffle ba'atzmai. That is in Vakert, in the Yehiris is a balmum. A balmum is not roi le Kabbalah Satoire. What does Rashi say? Chakamel b'yom yovoi lamadnu she'ovar kamel es hayom v'im es hayoye b'shas matn toira. Zog the Gemara weiter, ein oisen oisoi kapandria. One is not permitted to make a beis haknesses a kapandria. My kapandria, omarove kapandria kishmo. The way it sounds, that's what it is. My kishmo, kemanda omar, ademakifno adori. Instead of walking around the whole row of houses, eil boho, I'll go into the shul, and go in one way and out the other way. Let us see Rashi. Rashi says, kishmo, kemashmo. Ademakifne adori eil boho, boi sha'akif shureish shalbatem alolu. I have to walk around, there was a row of houses, ekonis derech habayis hazeh, I'll go in this house, v'katzer es haderech, mimovi lomovi, I'll able to go from one street to another street, that was walking around, beis haknesses ben shneir, and there was a beis haknesses between the two mevoyis. So Memela, I'll make a shortcut. So this is Osa. The Bir Halacha brings down from the Rambam, what is the Isser of Kapandriya? She Osa Likones Behem Elo, it brings the Lashna Rambam, She Osa Likones Behem Elo Lidvar Mitzvah. So the Isser is that he's entering a Beis HaKnesses, for he wants to make a shortcut. So Memele, it's also the Konispam Eloledvar Mitzvah. Not mistaken, the Bir Halacha wants to be Chaylik on the Prima Godem. Prima Godem wants to say that the person is going for a Dvar Mitzvah. So Memele, so then he's permitted to make a Kapandriya. That's what Prima Godem wants to say. And the Bir Halacha says, no, the etzim, that what he has intentions for doing a dvar mitzvah, so that doesn't, the knise to the beis haknesses has to be le tzorech mitzvah, the dvar mitzvah. I mean, that his lady's going to do a dvar mitzvah, and he wants to be memayer the zman, they'll be able to get there quicker by a kapandri. He says, that's not called I'm kindness le dvar mitzvah. That means samazoy. He's entering a Mikdash Maat, that's a Beis HaKnesses, so someone said to enter it, one is not permitted to enter it, only if it's a Dvar Mitzvah, so a Kapadri is not considered a Dvar Mitzvah. Omar Rababo, im hoyo shvil meikore. If there was, before the shul was built, there was a pathway. This used to be the shortcut going from one movie to the other. Mutter, so then you're allowed to go through the Beis HaKnesses. I don't understand, I mean, according to the Svore of the Rambam, Shos Likonis Bem Elo Lidvar Mitzvah, I mean, the Chodesh is like, this is a Pesach Hillel in the Kedushas HaMikdosh. It's was gate Meron that there was a Pesach Shvil before, but now it has a Kedushas Mikdosh that's also the Konis Elul Bar Mitzvah. Omer Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Anichnas Al Menash Shaloi Lasis Kapandriye. If the purpose one entered the Beis HaKnesses was not to make a kapandri, it was going with tzorich mitzvah, to do a mitzvah in this Beis HaKnesses, is mutter la'soise kapandri. Then after he finishes, he's not mechuyev to go out the way he entered and walk all around if he has to get to the next movie. But he's permitted to, now that he's there already, he could go through the other door and make a shortcut out of it. For Omar Rav Chelboy, Omar Rav Hune, Hanichnas lebeis haknesses lehispalo, is mitzvah la'aseisei kapandria. He's there already, so there's a mitzvah, Ran says, that by going to the other side, like touring the mokim, it's nireke mechaviv, he's mechaviv the mokim. So here there's a din mitzvah la'aseisei kapandria, shenemar, ובבוי עם האורץ לפני השם במוידים, אבו דרך שער צופן לשטח בייס, יצא דרך שער נגד. וייס תחויס, that there's a psaseda that one should go out the opposite door. We had in the Mishnah, אולו בוי הסבים לא יתלויש מבני אגמס נפש. That if he had a base on Knesset that was chorus, and it started growing there asabim, so you shouldn't be toileshit fakert, this picture of ruin and destruction should be hitting you, and it should be in front of you, and sheh bagmas nefesh, and bagmas nefesh will either motivate you to rebuild the Beis HaKnesses, to be mispalo for the binyan Beis HaKnesses, or kaponim, to be machniye, the person, they should be losh of betshuva, the way the Rambam says in Pirush HaMishnayis. In fact, the Gemara v'asanye einei toilish umachu, he's not permitted to be toilish umachu, to be toilish and give it to his behemoth to eat, avol toilish umeiniach, but he's allowed to be toilish it and leave it there. The Gemara says, "Kitzna nami masnis and toilish umachol." No, Mishnataka means also in toilish means toilish umachol, but toilish umeniach is permissible. Look the Gemara weiter. Tana rabono, beis hakvoris ein noigi behem kalis roish. The beis hakvoris, this is also the kvoid hamesim ein noigi behem kalis roish. Ein Marin ben Epsitvotan and Shulchanoch, even just like we had Cheshboines are also in the Beis HaKnesses, so Cheshboines are also in the Beis HaKvores. Ein Marin ben Behem, ben Melichen behem Amesamai, we don't make a canal, should go through the Beis HaKvores. Ben Malakdin behem Asabin, ben Likeit Serfon Bekoimom, it was malaket, so surfon bim koima. Ne kvoid ha-meisim. So kvoid ha-meisim is a reason for the previous aloch. So the Gemara says, ahai. Ilei ma'aseife, if it's going on the last din, and you have to burn the asabim, even she surfon bim koima, my kvoid meisim ike. By burning you a malaket asabim and then you burn it, so there's a kvoid meisim. Ela areisha. It's going on the reisha. The reason for surfam bim koimam on the sefer seems as a machlokes the Ran and the Mordechai. The Ran says, Soifen bin Koimo mit Neisha Surim Bahano. Ran seems to learn that the Sabim that grow in the base Akvoris are also Bahano, so you have to burn them to make sure that no one will derive benefit from them. And the Mordechai says, either als Knas, they said that you have to go and, Bimlikate Soifen bin Koimo, he should have not been melaked it. Oy mishum shelo yachshiduhu shemaylichoy lebehemtoy. That means you're not allowed to use that which grows in the Beis HaKnes and in the Beis HaKvoris for his behemoth, so they'll be choshed him, so that's why he has to burn it. Let us see Tosfos. Ein maren behem behemes, mishum kvoidam shal mese. Aber leilonish, shen noitim behem mutorim, ein behem mishum kvoidam shal mese, ache sheinam al hakvorim atzmon. So therefore, one is permitted by says to use the peiris of these ilonis. Zogte Mishne weiter. Rosh Chodesh Adar Shechaliyes B'Shabbos. Rosh Chodesh Adar that was Chal in Shabbos, Koyrim B'Parshas Shkolim. So you learn Rosh Chodesh Parshas Shkolim. Chaliyes B'Seich HaShabbos. What if that Rosh Chodesh is in the middle of the week? Is Magdimim L'Sha'ova. So the Parsha before the Shabbos before Rosh Chodesh Yolein Parsha Skolim U'mapsikim L'Shabbos Acheres, and the next Shabbos you don't learn anything. B'Shniya, now here we're speaking about if Rosh Chodesh was on Shabbos, so the next Shabbos is Zocher. B'Shlishis Parah Adume Parshas Parah B'Revis Achidish Hazeh Lochem. B'chamish is the fifth Shabbos Chayzrin L'Kesidron, and you go back to the normal Seder. L'Akel Mavsikin, we're Mavsik B'Roshe Chadoshim, that means that we were Mavsik the normal Kriya when it comes Rosh Chodesh, B'Chanukah comes Chanukah B'Purim, B'Tainiyas U'B'Mamodos U'B'Yom HaKippurim. Let us see Rashi. Koyrim b'parsha shkolim loydia sheyaviyu shikleim ba'do kedei sheyakrivu be'echad benissen mitrum achadoshe kedamrinim b'gmor. It says that each nissen, starting from nissen, there was the korbanei sibo were nikra from the new shkolim, which one is nadiv. They were meirim. They were meirim from the shkolim. Some are meiler, so they were midiyah the oilam a month before. Umavsikin l'shabbos habo miloyim parsha shniya kedei shetikorei parsha zocher. That means if Rosh Chodesh was in the middle of the week, so the Shabbos before we learn parsha shkolim, so the next Shabbos you don't learn anything. Kedei shetikori parsha socher b'shabbos asmucha lepurim lismoich mechiyas amolek lemechiyas homo. Pora adume lahazer as Yisrael letoyer sheyasu pischeim betare. So that's the hagdome to parsha achodesh. Birviyis achodesh hazeh lochem. Sheshom Parshas Abed. That is the Dalet Parshas. Rubishas Yerushalmi Garsina. Omer Rab Chome Bedinu Sheyigdaim Achidish LaParshas Pore. The Seide should have been that they should be Magdam Parshas Chidish LaParshas Pore. שכיב אחד בניסן הוקם המשכן, ושני לא נשרפו הפורם. זה למינס אין סדר הדבורם, ראש חיידש ניסן קיים בפור פרדה דשריפס הפורם. מבני מה הקדימו, so why were they מקדם פרשס פורשית הרוסון של ישראל? This is the parsha, is the tar of Klal Yisrael. It could be taken that the parsha alone, the koyach hataro of Por Adume, or the koyach hataro bechlal of Klal Yisrael, lies in this parsha. So that is why we're magdim the kriyas ha-parsha to parshas ha-chodesh. La'kel mafsikim elikreis be'inyan ha-yoyim, v'koyrim be'inyan moyed me'in ha-mure, le'mamodois v'koyrim ma'isa bereishis, diktoni le'kamo be'masnisim. Let us see Tosfos, la'kel mafsikim ul'yoyim ha-kipurim. So it says that we're mafsik by the moyadois, no, it says this. Rosh Chodeshim, Chanukah, Purim, Betanis, Maamodes, B'Yom HaKippurim. So, Chloimer, the Mairi, B'Minchis, Yom HaKippurim, Shechaliyes, B'Shabbos. It's speaking about the Mincha of Yom Kippur. V'akoma, Shemavsikim, Min HaSeder, Shechal, Bo'Isei, Shabbos, V'Koyrim, B'Parshas, Arayis. So that's what chaps on Yom Kippur, that the Yom Kippur is chayiv b'mincha. So the mincha of the kriya of arayis, which is the kriya of the mincha Yom Kippur, is doicha the kriya of Shabbos. V'chein b'chol hani, shein koyren elo gimel, ki goyin tainiyis amamodis v'chanek opurim. Alek olameimer de mairi b'yoyim ha-kippurim shachis, it's speaking about the kriya of Yom Kippur shachis shekoyim b'parshas achrei mois b'chir shisho b'shabes shive, that's toiched im kena mainoket yoyim ha-kippurim afilo shal mayadis nami. So by all the mayadis it's like that the kriya is doiched in Beshachris, the Kriyas Hayoyim. The Krabson, Yom HaKippurim B'myuchot, is going on the Kriya of Mincha. Let us see a little further. Nan Hoso, Be'echot Ba'ador Mashmiyim Ala Shkolim V'Ala Keloyim. So what does Rashi say? Va'ala kloim, laker klois roim, ani korim bein atfur. We could recognize now that the kloim is starting to grow. So now's the time to be boidik the sodis and to be oika the kloim. So the Gemara says, bishloim ala kloim, this man's riei. Let's see what Taisu says. Ala kloim, this man's riei, lav davkes man's riei. Shleihavi yazman shemeforish v'mekabel. The one the zman of Zriya is before. Eloroitzeloimer soiv Zriya. It's already the soiv of the Zriya akvar gidlu atvuiz v'azroim. V'oz akloim nikorim. So then it could be nikor if there is growing kloim, so there's a tzeirich l'okrom. Avol koidem l'chein enem nikorim. So that's why Be'echad Bador, that's this man where we can see if Kloim are growing unintentionally, or Kaponim, so then we have to be Oike the Kloim. Is Bishloim ala Kloim, this man's Riei. Ela ala Shkolim in Olam. Omar Rav Tovi, Omar Rav Yashie, the Omar Krob, so is oilis chodesh bechotshoi, amro teure chadesh vavei korben mitumah chadosh, that you have to be mechadish
and bring mitruma chadosh. Given the benissin, boy akruvi mitruma chadosh. So since nissin, we have to bring from the truma chadosh. Kadmine bekarinon beechad biyodo ki echad leisish kolim lemigdosh. So therefore, the next month we have to already bring the kabonis siba from the truma chadosh. So therefore, a month before, we're machis on the shkolim. Let us see Rashi. Yael omro toire chaydish b'chad shel chod sheshona kolani chadoshim lo moli. Why does it says riches al shaynis over here? Yael omro toire yesh lecha chaydish sh'ata tzorich lechad shoy pavos oilas tamidim o mesof mitchum chadosha. But this has to be a chiddush in this chaydish. It's el nissen. How do you know it's nissen? Gemrine b'reish shana, the gemrine shana shana min nissen. Siv rishinu lachem lachot shei ha-shana. So this shana is also going on it.